3.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm the host of this most excellent live music adventure. Tonight, featuring a man whose name you just can't forget. Joe Noe. Well, what's your real name, Joe?
It's actually Joe Noscaesi, Italian name, and I've always had trouble with people pronouncing it or remembering it. So I dropped the last part off, and now it's just Joe Noe.
I would think you just threatened to kill him. So, Joe, it's very interesting how you came to me, because we've played some of the same clubs. Now, you run a jam every Tuesday at Pete's Saloon in Elmsford?
Correct. It's an open, we call it an acoustic jam because we don't have drum kits. It's basically for anybody who wants to bring something on stage, a dulcimer, a guitar, and sing. I have a couple of mics so we can mic instruments that can't be plugged in. I've had somebody do stand-up comedy, dramatic monologues. It doesn't have to just be music.
And this is the PA you use?
No, sir. Actually, I use Pete's house PA, which is actually an upgrade. They have nice EX300 EV speakers and a Mackie board. So actually, the PA is, you can lose your hearing with their PA if you're not careful.
So you don't have to bring the PA?
Yeah, all I do is bring a mic and myself and the guitar, and if nobody shows up, I've got to play for 3 hours. But
well, actually, the name of the game is to put paying customers in the seats.
Yes.
That's the name of the music business. Now, it's interesting because you also play in another club that I used to play at, Valhalla Station, right at the Valhalla train station.
Yes. It keeps changing names, but for the last 4 or 5 years now, I think it's been called the Valhalla Crossing. And I'm going to be going on 2 years of playing there every Saturday night from 9 to midnight. And I play 3 hours of mostly covers, but originals when I can put them in or if people want to hear them. And it's a pretty wide variety of stuff from Johnny Cash to Blink 182.
Now, have you developed a following? Do you have a crowd that comes to see you, or is it pretty much a dinner crowd that you entertain?
Well, it's funny you say that because I kind of have a system now. When people are still there with their children or eating, I pull out a lot of the Johnny Cash and Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, and all that kind of stuff to keep everybody calm. And then as people leave for dinner, I can get into the more crazy whole Courtney Love or something, or screaming about Stone Temple Pilots or whatever. So I kind of have to really see who's there. And Mr. Bojangles isn't going to work at 11:30, but it works at 9.
Well, there's a man who can read his crowd. So where else can people find you, Joe Noe?
Fridays, I do a happy hour from 5:30 to 8:30 every Friday at the Route 22 restaurant and bar in Armonk, which is on old Route 22, back where the bowling alley used to be. And that's sort of the same gig, 3 hours of music, and I try to read the crowd, see what I can get away with and not get away with. And then the Pete's open mic, so it's 3 gigs a week. So following-wise, it's a little difficult sometimes for everybody to want to come out and see you 3 times a week, but it's pretty nice. I've had a reasonably decent success of having people come out and want to hang out. And the open mic especially, because people can get up and do their own thing. And
now, there's a place in Brewster's. I think it's called O'Connor's. You ought to check that out.
Well, maybe in Mount Kisco or something like that, I think.
Because what I found is it's good to build a following in disparate geographical locations. That way your crowd doesn't cannibalize itself.
That's definitely true. My gigs are all within a 7 to 10 mile radius, so it would be good to go out in concentric circles and try to put a little more gas in the car and go a little further, I think, yeah.
So tonight's a treat for us and for you, because you don't have to do Mr. Bojangles. You don't have to do probably one of my top 5 songs ever growing up, which is Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. I hate to give away my age, but I remember, I think it was 6th grade, I loved that song. Anyway, why don't you grab your guitar?
All right.
Okay. things around a little bit here. Get your mic. So you introduce the stuff as you see fit. I think we got time for around four songs.
Yeah, go for it, man. Do it. Yeah.
Well, woo. Thank you.
Hey. Yeah.
So I'll start off kind of light. The first song is called Valerie, and I used to work with a waitress a long time ago up in Rochester, New York. I went to SUNY Geneseo up there, and I ended up moving into Rochester with this band I used to be in, and I was working at this restaurant, so I wrote the sort of, I guess, the typical unrequited love template song. This is Valerie.
Everything changed when I read
So we're just kind of blasting through them. This next one is called Exodus, which is the name of a rehab clinic out in Marina Del Rey. And this is one of those songs I wrote where I just read a book and learned about something and said, oh, I can write a song about this. So it's a clinic that all these famous people go to from different bands, and I hope never to visit myself. But anyway, it's called Exodus.
Keep going till I say stop.
All right, this next number is called Republicrats. It's definitely a political number, which I figure in the world of songs, you have to have a political song. So I obviously didn't vote for either party, but I do vote, and so this is something to do with that.
World.
Thank you, the Republicrats.
You got one more?
Yeah, let me do another one. Let me do another political song. This is called You Know. So, a favorite conversational crush, especially in this decade. My dad's a World War II Marine, and he always tells me, say you know too much! And, but anyway, this is called You Know. It's not, actually not about that. It's another political song.
Guitar down, have a seat. So it's very interesting. We were talking earlier about your new guitar. What kind of a guitar is it?
It's an Ovation Acoustic Electric. I love a lot of guitars, but I like when I play live, I tend to write music and try to play complicated things, and a lot of times I need something where the action and playability of the guitar is similar to an electric guitar, and that was what I always liked about Ovations. But I love Martins and Taylors and everything else, but it's the most convenient for me for live solo acoustic performance.
So that guitar has lighter strings on it than, let's say, you put on a Martin?
Well, I'm with 12s on this, so it's not really lighter. It's just for some reason the way the fretboard is bound, and it's an ebony fretboard, and that I like. B, it's got the string through bridge, so if you break a string, you just pull it out and put in another string instead of messing with those pegs.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
That's nice.
Now, a lot of the newer, nicer guitars that I like, Martin Taylor, they do have tuners now, some of them. This has a tuner in it, which also attracted me. Plus, what I found was with the ones that I really love, Taylor, Martin, you don't get ebony or bound fretboard until you get into the $2,000-$3,000 range, whereas I was able to pick this guitar up for half that with ebony, ivory, gold tuners, like, you know, top of the line pretty much, and that's why I did it. But
does that make a difference, ebony, ivory, gold?
I prefer an ebony fretboard to a rosewood fretboard if possible, just because it seems to play nicer for me. It seems to be a, maybe because it's a harder wood, or I don't really know, but it seems to be a quicker neck for me. But I have a Les Paul Studio also that happens to have an ebony fretboard instead of rosewood.
I have a Les Paul Studio too with an ebony fretboard.
See, yeah.
Trying to sell it.
Oh, that's funny. I was almost going to sell mine, and then I took it off Craigslist and decided that as soon as I sell it, somebody's going to ask me to do some work, electric guitar work or something. I'm not going to have a guitar. But one thing I did want to mention was that I noticed when I play, or when anybody plays a solo acoustic act and you use a decent microphone and speakers, I love electric guitar, but it never seems to come across, the sound never sounds like if you play an acoustic. So I've still stuck to trying to do all these things on acoustic because the sound is just so much fuller. And when I have an electric, it just doesn't really fill the space because it's not that kind of an act. I mean, if it was sick metal or something, I used to be in a metal band, the Les Paul is great, but it doesn't do it for this kind of an act.
You know Jeff Hartwell?
I do. I know of him. I don't know him personally, but he's from Pleasantville, which is right near where I live.
He plays a Hamer, semi-acoustic electric guitar, but it's got a piezoelectric pickup in it. So even though it's electric guitar, if he switches to that piezoelectric, it sounds exactly like an
old Mason. You can get a good, that's nice. That's a nice compromise.
So you get everything. You can rip because the strings are light, but you still get that great sound.
Yeah, no, I even some of the songs I was just playing you, I have parts in there that I can sometimes barely execute if I'm not right on top of my game. So that's a good, there's another player I've met too who also, he plays an old, it's a Gretsch or something, hollow body. And it's sort of a pretty good compromise between both, but the setup you're talking about sounds nice, yeah.
Now, one of the interesting things about this guitar was, usually when I buy a guitar, I like to pull the guitar off the rack, play a guitar, and if I like it, buy that guitar. But you were telling me you didn't have the option with this because they don't put them on the racks in the stores.
Yeah, apparently, especially, well, I noticed with a lot of the Taylors too and Martins that I wanted to try weren't there. Like, for example, Guitar Center only carries the 14 series. They don't carry the 10s. I like the 10s. It's a typical Western style dreadnought with a cutaway. They didn't have any 10s for me to see. All they have was 14s in every store. I went to 3 different states to look at guitars recently.
Wow.
I went to New Jersey. I went to Connecticut, Stamford, Daddy's Junkie Music, 2 different guitar centers.
Yeah.
Sam Ash. They all only carry 14s at guitar centers, and then they don't carry any Ovations except the celebrity models, which are far inferior in suspension and materials, and they just don't sound the same. They're good guitars, but they're not going to sound like a Legend like I have, which is double A spruce, and the suspension is different. So I couldn't try any, and I wrote the company, Ovation. I said, you don't have any of your guitars for me to try. So I ended up doing this for the first time ever, going through the internet and just ordering a guitar sight unseen, except for the photo on their website. And the only good thing about it was I was able to pit them all against each other and get a really great price. So
pit who against each
other? All the different companies. So there was the guitar was going for $1,700 everywhere, but this small upstart company in San Francisco or something was offering it for $999. So then I called Musician's Friend and the other guys. They beat that price plus 10%, and I ended up getting it for $920-something. So, and all year I had seen it only at $1,700.
Wow.
So I got it for the price of I couldn't touch a Martin or Taylor for that would have binding on the fretboard, ebony, like we were saying, ebony, and decent tuners, quality tuners that aren't going to fall apart in like a month.
That's fascinating. it's great the way you got your deal. I want to thank you for doing part one with me, and stay tuned for part two.
All right, thank you very much.
Awesome job.
Good.
Oh, cool.
Awesome job. So, do you need to go to the bathroom or anything like that?
I'd like to drink some water.
Fine, sit down and drink some water.
Maybe just...
If you feel like going on stretching or using the bathroom, just take your mic off.